Cheep, cheep.
Oh.
It's you. It's you. It's you. It's the man who's corrupted.
Blackbird singing in
corrupted
the
man.
Night.
Do you know Matthew J. Crawford?
Hello.
ABC resident birder.
Mm.
That's distinct from a twitcher.
Yes, thank you.
You're different.
Yeah, less crazy. Less, but still crazy.
Yeah. I had this little blackbird in the back garden.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And the yellow beak. Was it a blackbird?
Yes.
And it had a worm in its mouth. It was just sort of hopping around. Didn't quite know what to do with it.
Eat it. No, save it for later.
No, was it saving it for later? Because I thought it was taking it back to the worm farm. Well, I thought it might have been a vegetarian.
Might have been taking it back to its young, which would have maybe been in a little nest in a little hedge somewhere on the property.
Yeah, there's
a possibility.
You go.
Yeah.
Silly me thinking it, because it was going towards the worm farm.
Is this not just the most beautiful song?
It is.
Oh.
Blackbird.
And they put the blackbird call at the end, don't they? I forgot about that.
Oh, God. Do we have to play it that long?
No, no. Fade it down.
Okay. What are we talking about today?
Well, I'm going a little bit broader than just blackbirds, lovely though they are. And their call, you will have noticed them calling in the dead of night lately. The males sort of mark out their territory. They might go up on a TV aerial in the middle of the night, sing all the way through from 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, absolutely. Singing more, I notice even more around sort of full moons and stuff. I notice that they tend to sing all night. That's quite nice. So going beyond just our suburban gardens and what's going on in there, although by all means, let's talk about that as well if you want to. I'm really interested at the moment in an invasion from the north.
An invasion from the north?
Sounds dramatic.
Yes. When you say the north, do you mean like Ivanhoe? What?
Craigie Burn. Wallen.
Is that what
we're getting
you mean?
Further north. No, even more north.
What?
So down here in Victoria, right? I think we're
blessed.
I think we're blessed with a fabulous diversity of birds. We've got like beautiful wet forests out in the east of the state. We've got wonderful mallee up in the northwest of the state.
Yeah.
But then beyond, way up in the north, beyond Victoria, beyond the river, right? Mm. We've got that vast expanse of the arid interior with all the fabulous goings on up there. It is not a desolate, dry wasteland. Oh, no, no. Never think of it that way. It has this rich fauna and diversity that exists nowhere else, right?
And that we study in grade 4.
Yes. Well, I still think that people think it's a dry wasteland. It's not.
It's not.
Just not. So what is up there is a whole bunch of really fascinating birds that in dry times like this, because it obviously has been, unfortunately, very dry in the centre, birds flock down to where they can find water, can find space, can find food. And down here in little old Victoria, down at the bottom of the continent, we've had a whole lot of really interesting birds show up lately. Unusual ones.
And they're all saying to the other ones, beautiful one day, perfect the next. Because there's something to eat here and it's cooler.
Yeah. That's right.
Well,
yes, there's water around, food around, and maybe a little bit less competition in terms of being able to find, you know, space for nesting and breeding and so on.
So what have you seen? What's come down?
Okay, let's get rock right into a sound.
Mm.
Cheerful, don't you think?
Yeah. It's high-pitched. Soprano.
Now, this is a great bird. This is the white-winged triller. And
of course it is.
Triller, yeah, quite. Now, this one has just made it entirely through the state. Everywhere in the state this bird is currently at. I've seen recent reports all the way out in East Gippsland, Mallacoota, Lakes Entrance, Melbourne, suburban parks in Melbourne. I recently went up to Aberfeldy and, you know, along the Maribyrnong up there. I was looking for a song thrush, which is a relative of the blackbird, just to bring that topic back. But there on the grassy lawn was 10 white-winged trillers.
Well, just going chirping away.
Chirping away.
So where are they from originally?
Now, these guys like dry woodlands. They like shrublands. They like places where they can come down from trees onto the ground where they'll pick up insects. Now, they like the arid interior. They tend to be in the north. They tend to be resident year round in the north of Australia. In the south, they move down during the summer. But they've moved down way more than usual this year.
Not staying in their lanes at all.
That they are diverting, swinging right out of their lanes. So it'd be really interesting to know if you've had white-winged trillies around your place.
Well, Gail has sent a message saying, what was the pew, pew, pew bird, please? Since you mentioned it, I've heard them in my Geelong garden. They are the pew, pew, pew bird. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I might need a little bit more information than pew, pew, pew. But
I think she was talking about the white-winged triller.
Was she?
I think so.
Well, if that is what she's talking about, that's fabulous. Yes, Geelong, absolutely. Like I say, if it's getting into suburban Melbourne parks, there's no reason why it wouldn't be down in Geelong as well.
1-300-222-774 if you've heard the pew 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 bird, pew 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 pew, or maybe there's another bird that you've heard and that you can share with us the sound, because you really need to know what it is, and then Matthew will be able to identify it. But obviously you need to have it in your head so you can do it. For us, 1-300-222-774. Let's just take another type of, what's the cockatiel you've given me? I mean, I know what cockatiels look like, but...
Well, it's one of the world's most popular cage birds, right?
Yeah.
And so it's
they
easy
go up
to...
and down, yeah. And they follow your finger and they can swear.
Everything you want in a bird.
Everything you want in a bird.
Now cockatiels... I think in Victoria, it's easy to forget that they are out there in the wild and out in the arid lands further north, in sort of scrub, woodlands, open country further north. They are up there in good numbers. Now, again, owing to the drier conditions further north, it seems, they are really swinging down into the northern half of Victoria. Now, I wouldn't say that they've made it down to Melbourne yet. If you've seen them around Melbourne, I'd probably guess that they were maybe an escaped cage bird. Mm-hmm. However, I've noticed there seems to be a bit of a front, a bit of a line from about Horsham across to Wedderburn, sort of north of Bendigo and across to Wangaratta, that cockatiels have in the wild have made it down. Now, I reckon you might notice these in pairs or in fours or sixes or so.
Mm-hmm.
If you have noticed them around, let us know. I'd be quite interested to know how far they've made it down. They've got an interesting sort of relationship with water cockatiels. They like to nest in a tree hollow of a tree that is either right by water or is perhaps even in water in a swamp. So if that sounds like your place, if it's not too dry yet, I'd be quite interested to know if they've sort of been nesting.
We're looking for white-winged trillers, we're looking for cockatiels, and we're looking for the bird that you know what it sounds like but you just can't identify. Why don't we put you on the radio this morning with Matthew Crawford, our resident birder. We know you love being with Matthew. Matthew,
hello.
Are you
yes.
ready to take your calls?
Oh, I can't wait.
Everybody wants to talk to you. Let's start with Prue. Good morning to you, Prue.
Hi, Abby.
Come on, talk to us. What have you seen?
Lots of white-winged trillers and crimson chats, and they're all in the same area, and huge flocks of dusky wood swallows and white
browed.
Are there white browed wood swallows?
Yes. So dusky wood swallows you might find in Victoria, not so much in winter, but still a few around. But white browed wood swallows, you said, Prue. Absolutely. They've really flooded down from the north as well. We talked about wood swallows on the last time I came in and chatted with Libby.
Yes.
Prue, whereabouts are you in the state?
Wombatook.
Wombatook, okay.
Where's that?
Wombatook.
An hour and a half north of Bendigo.
Okay.
In the valley, southern valley.
Oh, fabulous. And you even talked about crimson chats, which is a bird we've mentioned here before.
I've got it.
Oh, here we go. Oh, that's a sweet call.
Well, there's so many wood swallows that it's quite phenomenal. There's just masses and masses of them.
Okay.
Oh, well, you've had a fabulous response to the conditions up there in Quambatook, and it's really great that you've noticed crimson chat, white-winged triller. Hey, I forgot to say about the white-winged triller, about the two different appearances. You'll often see males or females together. Male, black crown, white chin. Black on the back mostly, but real white wings when they're folded. You'll see that the wings are very white folded against the body. Female, similar pattern, but fawn and brown, not black and white. Sorry, fawn and white, not black and white.
See, in nature there's a difference.
Well, in this case there is, absolutely.
Interesting. Mm. Thank you very much for your call, Prue. Joy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Libby? Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Joy.
I have a call for you. This is from Croydon. The other morning, on the 1st of November, actually.
Okay.
Hopefully this will work.
Oh, this is
high
tech.
Are you going to play it over the phone?
It's we're waiting for the call to come through.
No, we. It's very faint.
Oh. There it is. It's a little bit faint.
Did you hear that?
It's a little bit faint.
My son's alarm going off.
It's not an alarm. It's definitely a bird.
Okay.
I haven't heard it in the last week or so, though, but I'll put it back up again.
It was a bit of a struggle for me to hear it. I wonder what time of day you might have heard it. Oh, Joy, I don't know if I've got enough to go on there.
No, I might have to email it.
I
did it from inside the house because it woke us up about 5:30 in the morning and it was very regular for a couple of weeks.
What we can do, if you do email ABC Radio Melbourne, what we can do is get the call into our system here and play it out and maybe have a proper listen to it. So, there's an idea for Joy and anyone else listening, Libby.
All right.
Thank you very much. Joy, you can't sing it for me.
No, sorry.
I've got one I can sing for you, Matthew.
Oh, okay.
What's that, Joy?
I have no idea.
Matthew? What is it?
I'm just, so you heard this in the suburbs, Libby?
I've heard it all my life. Does that help? Does it sound like this? It's a budgie. There you go.
Oh,
I'm a budgie.
Silly me.
God. Well, it was my budgie until my friend found him asleep on the bottom of the cage.
Oh, no. And then he had to leave and go somewhere else after that, right?
Yes. Shall we take another call?
Go.
All right. Let's go for Bruce. Hello to you, Bruce.
Yeah, good morning. Look, I've got these black birds and they're fairly big and they sort of bark, bark. And there's three of them. There's a baby and obviously a father and a mother.
Okay.
And they come and sit on my pool fence.
Yeah.
And they come and sit on the chair next to me, and then I feed them out of my hand. And someone said, "You can't feed crows. They're too whatever," and they run away.
Oh.
I said, "No, they sit there, and I feed them out of my hand." And I thought, well, how do you tell the difference between a crow and ravens?
Okay. The difference between crows and ravens. Now, they are in the same family.
Mm.
And in fact, corvids.
Corvids.
Crows. Okay. Yeah, crows and ravens. Now, it's really just a name. I mean, depending on who's kind of doing the taxonomic organisation, really they are all in the same family, and you could argue that there's really no strict difference between crows and ravens.
You're saying it's like eggplant and aubergine?
That's just it. Well,
or are they different?
I don't know how to answer that. I wasn't expecting that one.
Okay. All right.
So ravens typically are larger, although, there can be variations there as well. Crows often have a white base to the feathers that you can't see. When the black feathers are down, you can't see that they've got a white base to them. Ravens often have a grey base to the feathers. But really, they're all in the same family. And they're both all about, they're both pretty big birds. I mean, both families, both subfamilies, they're all big. So, I mean, there's not really a size kind of differentiation between the two groups.
All right. Well, I'm glad we sorted that out. Ish. Roz, hello.
Oh, hello. I've got a bird sound that I'd like identified, please.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
But I have to whistle it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So it's...
I know that one.
Is it a butcher bird? We're wondering. The whole family's trying to identify it, and we've come up with butcher bird or thrush or.
Yeah, butcher birds have quite a rapid call. Whereabouts are you, Roz?
Chernside Park.
Oh, okay. So you're in the city. All right. Well, look, I'll just pop up a grey butcher bird here. Let's see if this works.
I think that's it. That sounds pretty familiar.
Okay.
My daughter she's studying in Sweden and she's homesick. So at night she was putting on Australian bush noises.
That's lovely.
And she heard that noise and she said, "Oh, Mum, what's that bird? I I recognise it, but I couldn't tell her, so...
Okay, yeah, they've got a real variety of calls. It can be really rapid and fast and pretty great. I would find it impossible to imitate a grey butcher bird because they've got such a variety of sort of fast, rapid calls and those kind of nice, clear, resonant whistles and stuff as well. Yeah, no, they're good bird butcher birds. I like them.
Thank you, Roz. Serena, hello.
Hi there. I'm rung in with a whistle as well, which is a bit confronting.
But... Oh, no, I like it.
Let's see how we go.
So, it's... And we hear it...
Sounds like the beginning of a horse race.
I know it does, but it's a bird that sits at the top of the trees in Bulang where we live, and it always wakes us up in the morning.
Do it again.
And we... Okay. And I know what I never thought of it sounding like a horse race, but that is essentially what it sounds like all the time.
Right. Well,
And we have seen it as well.
You have what, sorry?
We have seen it.
You have
as
seen
well.
It? Oh, describe it, please.
Yeah. It's sort of got a bit of a fantail. It's a medium-sized bird, so it'd be smaller than a pigeon, sort of has a fantail and it's a browny grey, I'd imagine.
Oh God! It's not possible that it could be a pied currawong. Do you know what they look like?
No, I don't.
So look.
No.
I mean, this is a standard call.
No, it's definitely not because we've got them up on our property.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Like, we have tried so hard to work out what this bird was, but we're going to have to record it and ring you again, I think.
You are. Yeah. You're going to have to bring it.
See if you can get a photo. Take a photo. Send it in to ABC Radio Melbourne and we'll work on that one for you as well.
That is excellent, Matthew, because do you know what time it is? Because I can't... No, I can read it. It's 23 minutes past 9 o'clock. Hello, everyone. It's November the 23rd.
Yay.
Happy birthday to Amanda McDiarmid. Happy birthday to Merv Hughes, Australian cricketer. And happy birthday to Renee Kink, the Incredible Hulk, Collingwood footballer number 36 in the 1980s.
I was talking about Merv Hughes' moustache yesterday.
Really?
So, yeah. Is it the birthday of the moustache as well? Or
he
just Merv
invented
Hughes only?
Movember. It's Mervember. Uh-huh. It's not Movember. It's Mervember. Matthew Crawford is your guest. He is ABC's resident birder. Well, he's ours. I don't really want to share him with people, but that's what happens.
Hey, I've got a couple of nice photos just coming up here on the text screen, Libby.
Ah.
So,
I wanted to put Ken on.
Oh.
Go on then. Go on.
Shall we have Ken?
How do I put the radios on the photos on the radio?
Oh, I can describe them. Someone's in Beulah has sent a photo which they say looks like a miniature kingfisher. And it is a miniature kingfisher there in Beulah. I'm sorry you didn't put your name there, but it's what you've got there is a sacred kingfisher. It's got a creamy white belly and blue wings, and it looks like a tiny scaled down kookaburra. And it is, in fact, a sacred kingfisher. This is a bird that comes down in summer to Victoria, and it's kind of got a call like kick. It's a very monotone kind of call, and you'll often see them around wetlands. And someone else there, Tony from East Bentley, I can see, has just sent a photo of a black-tailed native hen that's taken up residence at Karkaruk Park. Tony says he's never seen them there at Karkaruk before. Runs very fast like a chook, but flies much better than a swamp hen. So thanks for that photo, Tony. That definitely looks like a black-tailed native hen because you can see its little tail that pops up at the back. It's like a scaled-down version of a swamp hen.
Text message says, that last caller from Churnside Park reckons the bird is a grey fantail.
Yes, but didn't she say it was almost the size of a pigeon? So this is
don't know.
This is the detective work I've got to do.
Okay, I'm going to put up Ken. I need to get through some
calls.
Let's
hear Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Hello. I'm ringing about king parrots. We have a regular visitor here, and we've identified three different males and females. Would we be looking at the latest
crop of the latest generation?
Baby, yeah, the latest generation.
Yeah.
Would they be around now?
I don't see why not. Now, just Ken, whereabouts are you calling from?
Wodonga.
Wodonga. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, interesting that, because I reckon they're a lot more common in the northeast of Victoria than they used to be. You would used to occasionally see them in Wangaratta, but it's interesting to hear they're up in Wodonga. Yes, I don't see why not. I've seen sort of baby red wattlebirds already. I've seen noisy miners almost fully grown. No, why not? So king parrots might have already... I mean, some birds... I don't know so much about king parrots, but some birds can raise two clutches in a season. So once they've raised one successfully, they might go back and have another go at another crop of young as well.
Susan, hello.
Hello.
Your turn to talk.
Thank you.
Now.
Hi.
You're being very polite, Susan. It's your turn to talk on the radio. It's Libby speaking.
Oh, hi. Look, in Grand Boulevard in Montmorency, and my area where I live, 20 years ago, I'd get eastern spinebills and everything here. But what surprised me this time was... well, it's not a surprise, it's a bad shock. The noisy miners here...
Oh, the noisy miners.
...ganged up on magpies and shaking the magpies away now.
The noisy miners, Matthew.
Yes. Well, look, people do get... they feel a bit of upset about noisy miners. Cause
noisy miners.
They're a native honey eater. They are... aggressive. They do band up into quite, not flocks exactly, but sort of bands of, you know, families, I suppose.
Yeah.
And they do bully other birds around. So
is that their name, the noisy miner?
Miner, M-I-N-E-R.
Oh, no, I meant noisy. Is that?
Yes, that's their name. it's not very polite, is it?
Mm.
They are a native bird, but, I mean, people do get sort of feel troubled by them because they seem to be driving out other birds. It's just the way of nature, I'm afraid. They do like open and cleared areas.
Thank you, Susan. Hello to Roger. Have you got the same problem? No, oh. Roger's gone. Okay, let's go to Rosalind on line 10. Hello, Rosalind.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I live in a courtyard in Dandenong, but I'm fortunate to have an Italian garden over the fence and an overgrown large backyard next door, so I've got birds about. But... the blackbirds, how many nestings did they do in 1 year?
Okay.
I've got blackbirds that have set up house in my back veranda, and their second batch have just flown last week. And I looked out this morning and someone was in there renovating already again.
Amazing. So they've already raised two clutches of young.
Well, and I don't know how successful they've been, but yeah, two clutches have been and gone.
Yeah, and now they're working on a third as well.
Well, I don't know, but... one of them was in there and sort of poking at the nest again this morning.
Well, look, they will keep going for as long as they can. Now, suburban...
Wouldn't you?
Well, of course. So suburban...
If you didn't have to put them through
suburban
school.
Suburban yards.
Camel and blackbird.
Suburban yards and lawns and gardens probably offer lots of rich food sources for blackbirds. If the food's still going, they will keep trying to raise more young. Because, I mean, not necessarily every one of those nestlings is going to raise up into an adult. They can be predated or be lost for some other reason. So absolutely, the parents will just keep going for as long as they can.
Mary, thank you. Thank you for your call, Rosalind. Mary?
Yes.
You've been so patient.
I have, but it's worth it.
Excellent.
Because we get the white-winged thriller here, but it hasn't been here for months. Mm. And where's it gone? I love it.
Whereabouts are you calling from, Mary?
Geelong, suburban Geelong.
Okay, so you've not seen a white-winged triller for months. Is it possible that it was
months.
Actually last season that you saw them, perhaps? Or was it...
Well, I'm hoping so. I hope they come back. I've only seen one pair, but their song is so varied.
Chicka, 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 chicka. Yeah, lots of cheerful varieties of trilling. Absolutely. Look, Mary, I would think around Geelong, if you've got any kind of maybe park that's got a variety of shrubs and trees, that if you were to walk around the park and maybe sort of find them on the edge of lawn or grass, what I've noticed is that they'll sort of perch in low branches and then pop down to the ground sort of to find insects in the grass and stuff. So just keep looking around the parks in Geelong if you can. I reckon they'll be down there.
Thank you, Mary, for your call. Oh, Matthew, we've run out of time and there are still people waiting.
How does this happen? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, it's just...
There's just so much to talk about.
I know, but you do it so well.
Thank you.